From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 936th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I can tell you're from the South by the big smile on your mouth. Mississippi gal, I love you. And when I hear you call, come on in here, you all. Mississippi gal, I love you. Now picture a cottage built for two, away down south where dreams come true. Finished in that southern style, drives me crazy all the while. And I'd walk a million miles for a great big southern smile. Mississippi gal, I love you. Oh, Billy Bird now. Now remember some fine day, I'll be heading back your way. Mississippi gal, I love you. And when I hear you call, come on in here, you all. Mississippi gal, I love you. Now if you'd make up your mind today, I'd give my life, and that ain't hay. I'm so tired of roaming around with a gal like you. I'd settle down and I'd walk a million miles for a great big southern smile. Mississippi gal, I love you.
Oh, thank you so much, folks, and a mighty warm welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. We're real glad to have you, and I'm speaking for...
Rod Brassfield.
Chet Atkins.
The Old Hickory Singers.
String Bean.
The Opry Square Dancers.
And the entire Opry gang. And by cracky, if that's not enough, we'll turn loose our special guest star, George Jones. Yes, sir, it's another big Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry, and we're going to keep it rolling right along here with four old-timers who have been putting their heads together for a mellow song for lots of Saturday nights. So let's have a real welcome for the Old Hickory Singers doing I Want a Girl.
As a boy, my mother often said to me, get married, boy, and see how happy you will be. I have looked all over, but no girlie can I find who seems to be just like the little girl I have in mind. I will have to look around until the right one I have found. I want a girl just like the girl I married, dear. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. A pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad.
Yes, sir, the Old Hickory Singers sure enjoyed that, fellas. And you know, here's somebody else we always enjoy. He's one of the young, new Grand Ole Opry stars, and you folks seem to really like his get-up-and-go country-type songs. So let's roll out the old welcome mat for young George Jones. How about it, huh? Ah, oh, George, make yourself right to home, my boy.
Well, thank you very much, Ernest, for inviting me over.
Oh, we're mighty glad to have you, especially with you so busy playing for the folks on your busy road schedule. By the way, what's coming up in the way of personal appearances in the weeks ahead, George.
Well, Ernest, we're going to be working next weekend down in Louisiana, Bastrop, Louisiana, next Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, that's a good state. I know the folks will come out and see your show, George. Right now, though, while you're standing still, how about singing us a song, buddy?
All right, Ernest, let's do a one side of the brand new Mercury record entitled Tall, Tall Tree.
That's a good one.
Well, if you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you ever seen. The tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool over you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. If it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll go get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, yes, we'll travel any place you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, well, yes, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the seas, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yes, I'm a fool, fool over you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true.
If it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you need, I'll go get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the water in the sea, cause I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Hey, Mr. Tubb, you know last night I went to a pipe rally.
Rod, you mean a pep rally.
No, I know what I saw. It was a pipe rally. I never seen so many fellers packing their pipes with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco in my life. Find that, I believe I'll just rire back and give a big yell for P.A.
Rodney, Rod White, take it easy. You don't have to yell about Prince Albert because pipe smokers know that P.A. gives them the most comfortable smoking they've ever enjoyed. They know P.A. keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, then brings it out even richer, finer, and tastier than ever. You know, P.A. is crimp cut to pack firm, light, easy, smoke slow, and even and good.
Yeah, and you making men ought to know that P.A.'s crimp cut lets you roll a good-looking, good-smoking cigarette every time. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around.
Yes, sir, you pipe smokers and making men can rally around Prince Albert and depend on always fresh P.A. to give you real comfort, natural tobacco taste, cool smoking enjoyment. Prince Albert. Well, sir, anytime you hear that old fiddle sawing away over there, it's square dance time at the Grand Ole Opry. So get your partners and join the gang as they go to town on Tom and Jerry, fiddling by Tommy Jackson.
Oh.
See the way that pretty girl's gonna meet. Hands up, go and swing a little left. Swing your corner, swing a little tail. Swing on, swing, pawn, swing a little gal from Arkansas. Oh, let it go, Tommy. Back to me, man. You go, don't you go, digging in the bed, then picking up dough. Right, left, on you go, and cinnamon chip. Later now, ladies, and also later now, Jim, Jim, don't go and circle in. Lazy on the inside, just on the out, no hands up and dance about, lazy to the left and just to the right.
Well, sir, amongst all our singing and fun and fiddling here at the Opry, we always put in a sacred song and try to pick one we know will have a thought for each of you out there listening in. We hope ours tonight is one that you'll like just a whole lot. One of my special favorites, the Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. You know something? We haven't had a whole bushel basket of guitar picking tonight, so what do you say that we call on Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins, and ask him to do one of his new RCA Victor tunes for us? Something like, well, goody, goody, Chet. Mighty fine, Chet. Thank you. Well, sir, you know, I'm sure that all of you have seen at least a movie of a jet plane taking off. Well, that's just about the way our Grand Ole Opry is going to take off right now. We're leaving the world of sanity and heading for another planet and the land of tall, tall stories. So here's our own space cadet, Rod Brasfield.
Howdy, Mr. Tubb.
Hi, Rodney.
I'm sorry I'm late tonight, buddy, but my mommy lost the lid off of the kitchen stove, and I had to sit on the hole and keep the smoke in.
Oh.
Boy, I'm a hot rod tonight.
You're a hot rod. Listen, Rodney, how's everything down on the farm, buddy?
Pretty good.
How's all your hogs?
Pretty good. How's all your folks?
Oh, now, wait. Rod. Now, looky, let's cut out this stuff. Listen, I want to ask you something. Did you feed the stock before you came into the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, I fed and milked and everything.
Oh, you did. Did you feed the cows?
Yeah.
What'd you feed them, Rod?
Hay.
Did they eat it?
Yeah.
Did you feed the mules?
Yeah.
What'd you feed them, Rod?
Hay.
Did they eat it?
Yeah.
Did you feed the ducks?
Yeah.
What'd you feed them, Rod?
Hay.
Did they eat it?
Well, they was talking about it when I left.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Tubbs, speaking of stock and stuff, do you want to buy a cow?
Well, is she a good cow, Rod?
Oh, yeah, she's a good one. I know her brother well.
Oh, Rod, that's not what I mean. Will she give milk?
Will she give milk?
Yeah.
Well, now, Ernest, she's a good-natured old cow. Mm-hmm. Gentle, and I'm sure if she had any, she'd give it to
me. Oh, Rod, look at you. I'm serious about it. Oh, does she give milk?
Does she give milk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, do she?
Yeah.
Ernest, I'll say she do. She gives 4 gallons of ice cream, 3 Eskimo pies, and a popsicle every day.
On the level?
Huh?
On the level?
On the hill or anywhere. She don't care. You don't want a little cow?
Rod, no, I don't.
Hey, have you seen anybody looking for me here tonight?
Well, I know I haven't, Rod. Why?
I've lost my cousin Carl Brassfield.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I haven't.
Yeah,
seen
he
him.
Lives up in New York, up there in the big city.
Yeah.
Been down here visiting with me a few days, and he come up here tonight with me, and that fool got lost. I can't find him nowhere. Me and him pretty close. We're cousins, and we went through the war together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I never will. He's sort of dumb. Uh-huh. Yeah, he ain't right bright. He's one of them dumb Brassfields.
Yeah.
He ain't, he's an odd one.
Kind of like the rest of them. I mean, yeah. Go ahead, Rod.
Yeah. Well, I never will forget the day me and him started on this big boat across the seas.
Yeah.
We embarked, and right in the middle of the ocean, the boat stopped.
Oh, no.
And Carl went running up to the captain and says, Captain, what's the matter? What?
Got scared.
He said, what did we stop for? And the captain says, oh, we just dropped anchor. Mm-hmm. He says, I knowed we'd lose it. It's been hanging out of the boat ever since we left New York. And then we got over there and got in battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was in that battle, boy, right where the bullets was the thickest.
Oh, yeah. Just where were you at, Rod?
Underneath the ammunition wagon.
Oh.
There me and Carl was. Boy, yeah. That battle reminded me of that old battle of Cow Husband's Run.
Now, wait a minute, Rod. You mean the battle of Bull's Run?
Well, ain't that a Cow's Husband?
Oh.
There we was, seeing all of a sudden the sergeant yell, fire at will. And me and Carl didn't know who Will was, so we didn't shoot.
Oh.
There we was, all of a sudden, I run up on this German. Uh-huh. I took my bayonet and I fixed it. I fixed my bayonet and
yeah.
I fixed that German, too.
What'd you do, Rob?
I took it and just whacked his right arm off.
Whacked his right arm
then
off.
Then I whacked his left arm off.
Left arm off.
Then I whacked his right leg off.
His right leg.
And his left leg off.
Rob, now wait a minute. Why didn't you just cut his head off?
Chemo head, it done beat me to that.
Oh. Get out of here, Rob.
Hey, Mr. Tubbs, stop everything. Do you know that next week is the start of National Rock and Roll Week?
So?
So I want to tell all of our friends who are making men to rock down to the corner store and get some Prince Albert smoking tobacco and some OCB papers and roll yourself some of the best-tasting, best-looking cigarettes you ever enjoyed.
Rod, you're absolutely right. You making men who latch on to Prince Albert and an OCB paper can roll yourselves a mighty fine cigarette. That's because PA's crimp cuts are old smooth and even. No dribbling out the ends or blowing around. And because PA is so downright fresh and cool smoking, so comfortable. That's why we always say, roll your owner or pipe smoker. You just can't beat the natural tobacco taste and the easygoing of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow. P.A.
Well, sir, it's been too doggone long since we had a good country song from our special guest star. Poor in the world is George Jones. Well, sir, George, what's it going to be this time, my good buddy?
Well, Ernest, let's just flip that new record over on Mercury and do the other side entitled Hearts in My Dream.
That's a pretty one. Let's hear it, son.
I dream that all the hearts I've broken came to visit me. And in my sleep they came to pay me for their misery. They were all so torn and shattered, oh, such tales of woe. It was I who caused them all, and my conscience hurts me so. Hearts in my dreams, each one of them true. Each one loved me so. one I broke into. Our young days were wild and reckless, just love them and let them be. Those days are gone, although it took a dream to make me say.
George, thank you, my boy, and hurry back to see us again. You know, quite a few states have given the Grand Ole Opry its stars. Well, there's Texas, Louisiana, and Texas, and Alabama, and Texas, Virginia, and Texas, and, Kentucky. And if you ask, what did Kentucky do? Well, by cracker, we'll just turn loose the Kentucky Wonder String Bean and prove to you what it does. Yes, sir.
To my knee to wait old Cripple Creek, and when I feed, going up Cripple Creek, going in a run, going up Cripple Creek, I have a little fun. Where you going, Chicka Bay? Where you going, child? I'm going up Cripple Creek, stay a little while, I'm going up Cripple Creek, going in a run, going up Cripple Creek, I have a little fun. Well, easiest money ever I made, I made up Cripple Creek, laying in the shade, going up Cripple Creek, going in a run, going up Cripple Creek, I have a little fun. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. Well, going up Cripple Creek, going in a whiz, going up Cripple Creek, seem a little ill. Well, going up Cripple Creek, going in a run, going up Cripple Creek, have a little fun. Go in, go in, go in, gone.
Yes, sir, old String Bean. Thank you so much, String. By the way, before any more time gets away from us here at the Grand Ole Opry, I'd like to ask all the Texas troubadours to get back out here on the stage, and we'd like to do a brand new song for you that we just recently got out on a Decca record. And I want to say thanks to all you neighbors who asked for our new song that we just released on Decca. Hope that all the other folks that haven't heard it will also like it. One of my very favorites, written by our good friend Johnny Cash, entitled My Treasure. A lot of money, my fortune was untold, and like a fool I idolized my silver and my gold. My earthly treasures mounted, but when I counted through, I realized the treasure I had overlooked was you. My treasure, unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasures that come from above.
above,
my treasure unmeasured. But it don't hold the heart of the one that I love. If I had my life before me, if I could see it all, I'd stake my claim on things that are secured against downfall. I'd work for earthly treasure like any man would do, but I'd set my sights much higher, and I'd be sure that I had you. My treasure unmeasured, but forsaken of the treasure that come from above, my treasure unmeasured. But it don't hold the heart of the one that I love. Yes, sir, everybody join in. Let's have a little square dancing before we go home, neighbors. Yes, sir. Well, so neighbors, we always have a good time doing the Opry for you, and we sure hope that all you folks here at the Old Ryman and listening in enjoyed your visit with us. Be sure and come back next week when we'll come a-calling for you in the old buckboard. And your star at that time will be our good friend Porter Wagner, along with his special guest, Dave Rich. By the way, till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything. And remember, be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors, doggone you. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
Bet you'll agree that it takes a lot to stay at the top of the heap these days. Why, just in the past 9 years, think of all the different movie stars who've won the Academy Award. All the different baseball teams who've won the pennants. You see what I mean? Yet there's one field that's had a single leader for all that time. Yes, sir, Camels have been America's top-selling cigarette for the past 9 years. There's a good reason for that tremendous popularity, too. No other cigarette brings you the full, rich flavor and smooth mildness of Camel's exclusive blend of costly tobaccos. That's why no other cigarette gives you the same smoking comfort you get out of Camel's. Why don't you discover the difference between just smoking and Camel's? Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. So good and mild, the finest taste in smoking. This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service. WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.